Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to episode 5 of
A Mouthful Podcast.
I am
you are joined by one of Go ahead.
What's funny, guys? We had this conversation that I was gonna do introductions and things.
Yeah, you introduced and then like let's not have this fight right now. I am one of your hosts, Charity.
And I am your co-host, Asante. What a do, baby.
And we are very happy and very excited to be here. Hope everybody's doing well and keeping safe and keeping sane.
Yes, definitely.
Because I know I'm
practicing social distancing, please. Because I want to spend December nice. And the way people be acting, they be acting as if.
Wild. Yeah, literally. So hopefully everybody is social distancing and doing the things that need to be done so we can all go back to enjoying our lives, please. So we're very excited today because we have a very exciting topic and we also have some additions to the party today. Asante, do you want to introduce our guests for today?
I do. I am so excited to introduce our two guests. We'll start with our first guest. We have Tadiwa.
Hello, 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 Asante, Charity. Thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited. I was going to play a soundtrack, but I might ruin things.
I don't know what's with Tadiwa and playing music in between. Like, we didn't bring him on the show
to be a DJ. Like, that's not what you're here for.
No.
Lol.
And then our next guest, we have Lacerdy. Hi, Lacerdy.
Hi, my name's Lacerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me.
That's all.
And Asante.
How are you connected to us?
Well, I'm Asante's roommate. Shout out. And then, Charity and I, well, we're all friends. And then Charity and I are friends. Shout out. Yeah, the main ones. Charity and Asante.
Yeah.
And then, Teddy, where I met today. Shout out.
Tadiwa, you didn't introduce yourself. You just said, my name is Tadiwa, and that was it.
Okay, so firstly, my name is Tadiwa Nashe. Thank you, Asante, for shortening my name. I'm in South Africa. I'm a data analyst. And how do I know you guys? I just know you guys. I just do.
No, wrong. We met
how
in church.
How do I know you, Asante? Well, yes, I met Asante in church. And everyone else, we just met today.
Yeah.
Everyone
else today.
Yep.
Okay, so we've met our guests. Thank you so much for joining us today.
English.
I'm excited to have you. Bro, English is not my first language.
100%. Tell them.
English was brought to me by the colonizers. Anyway, today the topic, like I said, is going to be really interesting. We are going to be talking about ghosting.
Casper the Ghost.
So ghosting, I guess first thing would be, what is ghosting, in case anybody doesn't know what ghosting is? What is ghosting? How would you define?
Charity, you can go first and then we'll go into our guests.
Okay. For me, ghosting is just basically when somebody decides to cut off all communication. So be that texting, calling, whatever means of communication, they could move houses because you're just trying to be out of a relationship with you. And not necessarily relationship isn't romantic. So it doesn't have to be like a long-term relationship, but like even whatever, even friendships as well. I think ghosting happens in friendships as well.
Definitely.
That's how I would define ghosting.
Ulysses, how would you define ghosting?
Basically everything Charity said, like exact copy paste what Charity said. I agree.
100% on Kunalin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you,
Tadiwa?
Copy paste.
Copy paste. Yeah, hey, Charity really did a great.
I think.
Yeah.
She really did cover it, but also I must say, I think in friendships it's a bit tricky to apply it. So I'd be interested to hear what Charity has to say about that. Because okay. how do you ghost a friend?
I have been ghosted and I have ghosted friends. I'm not going to lie to you. I have. Yeah. It's the thing of like, you don't find the friendship as, you know, like there's no need.
Yeah.
I call need. Like you're too busy and you're not a priority in my life. So just know where we are is you're an acquaintance, you're not a friend anymore.
Yeah.
So definitely we can go into that deeper throughout the conversations. What I define as ghosting is same, similar to everyone, copy paste. Like ignore me and then I reach out again and you tell me, Hori, you're busy or this and this and that. And then, you know, and then you just have to know that person doesn't want to talk
to you. But does that count as ghosting though? If somebody's, I don't think that's ghosting because somebody's communicating. Because did you say like they tell you, oh, I'm busy right now, whatever? I don't think that's ghosting because you're communicating with you. I think ghosting is when you reach out, you text, you're like, hey, what's up? Nothing. You try call, nothing. You go to your house, nothing. Ghosting, I feel like ghosting is when all forms of communication are cut. So they don't reply you, they don't call, they don't answer your texts, they don't answer your phone calls, they block you on Instagram. Isn't that what I feel like ghosting is? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then what would be someone who just says you are not a priority? Like you were
that's
a friend.
Not ghosting.
And then,
I think that's not ghosting. That's telling you like I don't want, it's defriending. It's like I don't want to be a friend anymore. And that's because I think, ghosting is where like you have no idea what happened.
Okay.
Like, it's like the person basically falls off the face of the earth. And you're like, bro, where are you? Yeah. Okay. Ghosting is just Georgie, like all communication cuts. Yeah.
You're saying that happens with friends as well. So we're friends and I start reaching out to you and you don't respond. I'm like, yo, how are you doing? Why are you quiet? Nothing. That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I block you on Instagram.
I think a lot of friendship ghosting, I almost said blockment, but happens, you know, like when you're done with high school, uni, like, you know, you finish high school and then you go into uni, like, you know, your life just changes, you know, takes a sharp left and like people become so different. And then, don't talk. I don't know. I know my sister right now. She's in that situation. I've been in that situation with friendships. Mm-hmm. But I think when you grow, you talk.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. So I think like when you're older, you talk. But when you're like finishing high school, your final year, people are different. And then all of a sudden, friend is not zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know, I get what you're saying. It seems because it's the whole concept is very childish, right? Like it's a very childish thing to do. But no, grown folks are ghosting people. Grown people. Okay, I guess that's the next thing would be to asking you guys, have you ever been ghosted? Like who here has been ghosted?
I guess ghosted are we talking about like friendship or like relationship wise?
All of the above.
But I would want to dive more into like the relationship type of ghosting. This question is just like in general, who has been ghosted? I'll start. I've never been ghosted.
Oh, must be nice.
I've never been ghosted personally. I've just happened to not find myself in that situation. Thank the Lord. I'm assuming you have been ghosted because your face is
whose face?
Lissedi.
So my ghosting story. I've never been ghosted by a guy. So like relationship wise. But friendship wise, yes. I was updiding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's very hurtful, Shem. Like, it was yeah, before I moved to Canada, I think we became very close a year before I moved. I moved, mm-hmm. you know, communicate. I tried. Yo, sis just went. And you know what? I was like, you know, let me leave it. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. And yeah, now like a year later, 2 years later, she's just like, yo, sis, sorry. So we are on that path. But yeah, it was hardship. First time and the only time that has happened.
Well, so wait, she then apologized.
Yeah, she was just like, you know, she was at a place, you know, when I spoke about matric and, you know, that phase of like you finishing school, starting like university. So just like maybe she didn't like realize just like the importance of friendship, maybe she was going with the wave or, you know, maybe influence, stuff like that, you know. And
yeah,
you know, excitement. Yo, now I'm 18, I'm 17, I can do things, you know. So yeah, and I wasn't around, so I guess I was at the back of her head or whatever. Mind. So yeah, and she's like, I'm so sorry. But yeah. Now we are obviously we're not as close anymore because she missed a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And I missed a lot of what has happened in her life. But yo, hi Shem. It was hard. It was hard.
Tell you, have you ever been ghosted?
Okay, so definitely not relationship.
Why do people definitely as if you're like thing that no guys like, it doesn't happen. Hi Kaizen.
It does happen, but usually people have the audacity to say when they're about to leave, you know, it's like, hey, buddy, I'm out. But that's not ghosting. If someone tells you they're leaving, it's not ghosting.
Yeah, that's right? Not ghosting, yeah.
So I've never been ghosted relationship wise. Friends, it's a bit tricky. I feel like I can't exactly apply ghosting to friends because, I mean, life happens. Like, we all leave Zimbabwe, people go to Canada, wherever they go, and like try start a new life. So I feel like in between starting your life, you can't exactly be updating people every single time. So I personally don't exactly like match ghosting to friendships. Basically.
Yeah. But things, it's not necessarily about checking up on somebody every day. It's about if you text them and you're like, hey, what's up? Z. You know, it's like there's no, like they're genuinely, like you actually start wondering, like, did they die? What happened? Like, okay, ghosting it's not necessarily someone isn't checking up on you. Mm.
I guess so. There may be one. We all had, like, my friends and I all had this one friend that just went quiet to everyone. Like, zero. No explanation, nothing. Dropped all social media, but yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think guys really get affected with ghosting with friends, and this might be sexist, but I just feel like they're like, oh, okay, like, let's keep it moving, keep it rolling. They understand life's busy. Like, I had a friend, I think, did he ghost me? But now we're friends again. I think, oh, he went through something so difficult, like he went through a very tough time losing someone close to him, and he didn't know how to deal with that. And you know, sometimes with death, like in some cultures, you just don't talk about death. You know, you just like avoid it. Ugh. So he was dealing with that by himself, and he ghosted me for a while. Yeah, I remember. And then we spoke about it. I was like, bro, like, he's like, Asante, I didn't even know what was going on. So I couldn't even tell you what was going on. You know, like, I was going through such a tough time myself. And I really didn't feel like I owed anyone an explanation at the time, because I did not know how to handle what I was handling. And I was like, I really would have appreciated if you had just said, oh, I'm going through a tough time right now. I can't be the friend that you
need.
I'm stepping back. That's what I would have appreciated. And he's like, he just couldn't even be in that situation, you know? He couldn't even say it. He felt as if he didn't owe anyone an explanation. And honestly, you can't thingy people's feelings. If that's how they feel about things, you're dealing with something so, you know, raw and so sad and stuff. You just have to give them the space. And I really did respect it. I really gave him his space. It was really hard because I was so angry. If y'all know me, y'all know I love my friendships and I love people and I really care for them. So when someone so close to me was just not that close to me anymore, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm back from Canada. da, da, da. My dad was like, listen, sweetie, when you come back from Canada, not everyone's life stops and goes, I can't get back. People's lives have moved on, and you need to understand that your life pauses when you leave South Africa and you go back. Their life still carries on, you know? So you need to be mindful of that. So I think that's the one. I've been ghosted recently with a friend. Yep. He said he'd text me, but he never texted me. So does that mean ghosting?
You said what?
He said he'd text me, but he never did.
I have a question.
No, that's not ghosting.
Okay. Ghosting have a timeline. No explanation for, you know, month, 2 months, a year, uh-huh. 2 years, 3 years. You know,
I think, okay, I guess with what Tadio was saying, like, he doesn't really see how, like, I'm starting to think about it now, and I can see how it might be difficult to notice ghosting and friendship, simply because I think friendships are a bit harder to define in that, because I think everyone here might have experienced that, where you viewed a friendship as more important or as more serious or as more, you know, close than the other person. Yeah, yeah, than they did. So because of that, when they, you know, cut off all forms of communication, like, oh my gosh, my best friend ghosted me. But to them, it was never that deep. Like, you were never best friends. You were just an acquaintance. So it's not even a one. So I guess
that's a different conversation as well, though. Where are you in this friendship? Because defining friendship is important. Because Charity and I and the city, actually, funny enough, we all had a moment where we're like, what do you declare as a friend? What do you declare as a best friend? What do you declare as an acquaintance?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I would do this for a friend. And they're like, oh, no, that's for me a best friend and stuff like that. So it's definitely things of like, deciphering
how it's defined. Yeah. I guess that's how ghosting for friendships can be a bit harder to pinpoint and be like, this was ghosting. Yeah. So I think if we just contextualize it to just relationships, and then it'd be easier to kind of dive into that, because relationships are more easily defined. Like, we all know what a boyfriend girlfriend relationship is like, or like a situation. Yeah, or like, no, you do. If you're like, we are together, you are together, you're not like half together, and this is one of those things where you haven't really spoken about, you guys, what relationships are you having?
False. I'm so sorry, guys.
What relationships are you having?
I know of a relationship. I know of a relationship that the man then decided and said, but we weren't together. And the girl was like, but it's been a year. And he decided, and he said, but I didn't call you my girlfriend. And I said, and she said, but you didn't want to use the term girlfriend. You want to use the term partner. I feel like men don't fear God. That's my consensus. There's
that's true.
That's deep. Men don't fear God. Wow.
I was told that
they don't.
I feel like, especially in relationships, we need to acknowledge that people do change and grow, and it's very normal for let's say Asante and I to be involved and realizing that, okay, maybe this is actually not what we think it is, and we have to go separate ways. And that's normal, and you shouldn't hold that against anyone.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely okay, fine. Continue. But don't continue. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Got a little bit triggered.
Okay, shoot, come at me, Asante. Let's hear.
No, my thing is communicating that you're now moving differently is very important. And I think that's where people lack. Yes, growth is important. And that's what happens. Like, people, even as yourself as a person, you see yourself grow, whether it be months or years or whatever. So you're going to know that in relationships you're growing. So, but then to be like, babe, I'm not where you're at right now. You're moving at your 10 pages ahead. I'm still on this page. Okay, communicating that so your partner knows where you're at is so important. And being like, yo, here I am, here, what's up? But I think that's where a lot of relationships struggle, when someone's like, oh, I love you. And they're like, oh, wait. this is too fast for me. Like, I've heard of relationships, and I've seen relationships where the girl said, I love you. And the guy said, oh, okay.
That's normal. That's what I was saying. That's
which
okay.
is fine. Yeah, that's allowed. That's okay. But I think
it communicates with your partner.
I guess this whole conversation is like, I don't know what you guys think, but I think ghosting is evil. It is cruel, and it is the works of the devil. Wow. Yeah, ghosting is not okay, you guys. No, ghosting is not okay. Holy Ghost fire. Literally. No, man, ghosting is not okay. Because I think I did an Instagram poll thing, just asking people like who's been ghosted and how did that make you feel. And guys, just the responses that I heard from like lots of people saying it, it made me feel worthless. It made me feel unimportant. It made me feel like I did something, like something was wrong with me, because somebody is blatantly leaving you without any sort of explanation. And this is probably someone you've been thinking, oh, we're going somewhere, we're getting somewhere. Or even worse, if it's in a relationship, you're like, this is, you know, the person I love. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend. And then they dip. And that's, I think that's so cruel to leave somebody with no sort of explanation, no sort of like goodbye, farewell, and try, I guess, them trying to figure out what happened. Like, are you dead? Are you alive? What's happening? You know, like, it's not okay.
100%, I agree with you. But I have a question. Are you saying people are getting ghosted in relationships? Like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend again. The next day, I just up and leave.
Yep.
Okay, that's deep.
And decide I'm not in this relationship anymore, and I'm not gonna tell you that I'm not in this relationship. People have moved. Like I was listening to quite a few like podcasts and whatever, just trying to hear context for this episode. And this one girl said she had been dating this guy for 2 years. They were dating for 2 years, and one day she just couldn't reach him. She tried to call him. She tried calling his mom. She tried everything. She could not reach this guy. And then he resurfaced like 6 months later. And it was just like, oh, I just didn't want to be in this relationship anymore. I just didn't know how to, I didn't know how to end it, basically. So I think, ghosting men comes from a very, but question is it men? Would you guys think is ghosting more often out in these streets?
So I did a poll on my Instagram with that, and it was really close, but it said that women are more likely to ghost than men. But my friend gave me a good explanation to why she said that, was because men shoot their shot, and then the girl can decide whether or not she wants to respond, or she responds and then she's just like, nah, that's not for me, and then she dips, you know? Mm-hmm. But then also what I also saw was men, and I really appreciated this when men came out to say, listen, I was not mature enough for me to say I don't want this anymore. I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. I just wasn't in the mature state. Other men were like, I was in the streets. Listen, if you're in the streets, let me know you're in the streets. Let me know what you're doing. And let's be clear.
Yeah.
Don't be in the streets and still trying to be old chama boy here, but then you're playing games.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we hate the player, not the game.
Yeah, but I then also the something.
Not the game. The game, okay.
Something that was interesting is because I asked, have you ever been ghosted? And 84% of people said yes, they've been ghosted. So that was like 118 people that voted for yes, I've been ghosted. And then I asked, have you ever ghosted somebody? And it was 77% of people said yes, they had ghosted somebody. So, and most people voted on both polls. So it's, what I'm not understanding is the people who were speaking about, oh, I felt so worthless, I felt terrible, I felt so unwanted. Why are you then going and doing the same thing to somebody else? Like, I don't understand. It's not competing to me.
Guys, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I've ghosted someone.
I have as well. I will confess my sins.
I have.
In front of the Lord.
How many people have you ghosted, Asante? Tell us.
Mamela, that one is not important. The one that I did ghost had a reason. And I really felt like I didn't owe him an explanation.
What happened? I think that's a good question. Like, do you think there's ever a good reason or a valid reason to ghost somebody?
No, we weren't friends. We didn't start off as friends and then something happened. We weren't mutual friends. I'm never going to see him. You know, met him in the club. He said something so ignorant. Oh! About Africa and how when I go back home, I shouldn't get AIDS. I literally had no.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, please be safe down there in Africa because I know the men there have AIDS. And I was like, what? He said, yeah. Those South African men, they dicks are purple. I said, how do you know, sir? How do you know? And I swear to you, after that chat, like we were on FaceTime. After that, I said, here.
Blocker.
I'm out. I don't even have to And he still, when I came back to Canada, he's like, hey, I'm in Vancouver. I saw that message and I said, that's none of my business. That is, that one is none of my business. Because I, mm-hmm. I honestly feel like when you say, like, it's just my brain. I think Uzun Pamanisa, he'd drive me crazy. He would drive me crazy. Just his ignorance and his blatant disrespect. And he was African-American, which made me upset because he's from motherland.
Africa.
Yeah, but you know, African-Americans don't consider themselves like, they are very completely separate from Africans. But do you think that was a valid reason for you to ghost him? Okay, firstly, actually, how long had you guys been talking? How long had you guys been talking?
For 2 months.
So you think that was like a valid reason to ghost?
Yes.
Okay, Tadiwa, do you think that was a valid, as a guy, let's say just you said to... those African penises have HIV. Do you think that is a valid reason for the girl you're speaking to have ghosted you?
So can I try speak on both sides?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Right. So in defense for the guy, if it was me in the situation and I say something ignorant, I think it's easier if you say to me, hey, like, bro, this is a bit ignorant and harsh, because as guys, sometimes you just say stuff. You just
wait. Okay, I'm sorry. Finish. I'm so sorry. Finish. I just have a lot of
ghosts.
Yeah.
Am I getting ghosted now? Did I say something?
I'm about to remove him. I started to remove him. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Continue. Sorry for cutting you off.
So because I can look at myself, and there are times where I've said stuff as ignorant, and it's not because I'm fully aware that it's ignorant. I'm just saying it because maybe that's the environment I've been in. And then if I was Asante's friend, I would tell Asante, definitely ghost that nigga. You don't need that in your life. So I feel like it was a valid reason for her own sake. She had to ghost him because obviously that was too much. But if I was like on the other side, I would like explain to me, let me know that it's ignorant. And then if I continue
and
like
be
that,
like, I'm
by
dipping.
All means ghost me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. I'm just like, I am no one's mother. And as guys,
that's why I wanted to cut him off. I was like, that's not my responsibility. That is not my job.
Correct each other. You sit each other, you say stupid stuff. Correct. Like, I'm not coming to you. Sorry, Tadiwa. Like, this is for guys in general listening. Correct each other. Be like, bro, okay, you like, haha, funny, but don't ever say that to anyone again, because that just sounds stupid. I mean, he's 23. You're telling me a 23-year-old. Oh, Lord. Anyway, go ahead, Ted.
No, but again, because I'm your friend, I do think you had every right to ghost him. Another thing I need to add about ghosting from a guy's perspective is you genuinely don't want to disappoint someone. So having that conversation of letting you know that, listen, I don't think this is working, leads to a whole lot of disappointment. And regardless, you're probably going to ask yourself, like, was I not worthy enough? So as a guy, the easiest route is just to like mize, like just leave, you know, and then you never have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
that.
It's the right thing.
No, but I feel like, okay.
I'm saying it's exactly what happened.
It's a reason like, why. Okay.
It's the easiest way out because I've like, people don't like dealing with confrontational situations. You'd rather just dip, like go. And then you never know how that could have played out. Unfortunately, it plays like a negative part on the person receiving it, but it is what it is.
You know, like when you were someone, for instance, and then you say, it's better just to mice. What if you see her, let's say somewhere, whether maybe you had mutual friends or whatever, isn't then like just, ooh, hectic?
No, you see her and you go speak to her.
You guys, I was having a conversation with somebody about this whole ghosting thing. Okay, because personally, I think ghosting is vile. I think it's a vile thing to do. I've ghosted somebody before. We were talking. We've been talking for like.
Charity says.
Hanging out for like a couple months.
This is the rudest thing to do, but I've done it.
I have done it. I have done it. I did it.
You have done it.
Come on, Charity. That's it.
Yeah. So we had been talking for a while, like a couple months. But I was cowardly. Like, I wasn't able to be like, hey, this is not what I'm looking for. This is not what I want. So I'm going to dip. What I was a coward. And I think I take full responsibility for that. I just stopped talking to him. I realized he kept texting me. So I blogged him. He started calling me. I blogged him. And then blocker, blocker, blocker with no sort of explanation. And I realized how, like, how I think that's mean. That's terrible. Because if that was done to me, I know how I would feel if I was in that situation with somebody I've been talking to for all these months suddenly are off the face of the earth.
Charity, were you guys talking, or did, like, or was it a serious thing, or getting to know each other? Like, what stage was this?
It wasn't really a stage, eh?
Like, if it's your boyfriend and we're not going outside.
No, he wasn't my boyfriend. He wasn't my boyfriend. That was never a conversation.
Where did we meet? Hypothetically speaking.
I think it's not safe for her to say that.
I don't think that's
but my thing is, you see, I think it is because when you meet people and the circumstance in which you meet them in, you should know what's going to happen. If I meet someone at, I really do think, unless this person is genuine about getting to know me and getting to do this and stuff, if I know a guy genuinely wants to just finesse and get done and be, he will call me at night. He will just call me when he's bored. He'll call me, like, those are the signs of a guy who just wants to finesse and nothing serious. But if a guy's serious about you, he will put in the effort to take you out. He will do that, those little extra things about noticing things that you like and stuff like that. That's when you'll know. Like, it's a thing of, at the same time, I guess you even said it, you didn't have the courage to say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. Because I think in the back of your mind, you knew that this wasn't anything serious to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't something that you guys both had been like, oh, I'm looking for something serious. And he was like, oh, I'm looking for something serious. No one declared anything from the jump.
Yeah, but I still don't think that's a good enough reason or a good enough excuse to ghost someone.
Can I add something?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's also a thing that guys do. So if we're talking and we're vibing, like, it's nothing too serious, but it's also not too light. Like, it's just we're vibing. And I ghost you and don't give you an explanation. It's easier for me to come back into your life and, like, try rekindle whatever it was. And explain to you that I was going through something or whatever excuse that I make up. That's definitely a thing. People ghost and re-enter, like, each other's lives. And it's easier for me to come back to you if I don't give you a reason why I'm leaving. But if I tell you that I don't think, like, we could work.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
It's harder for me to work from there. So, like, if I just ghost, like, mate, you don't even know what's going on. So when I come back, I really could give you the bigger story. And because I know you have a soft spot for me, you're probably going to let me in again.
Oh, man.
Me? I don't like dirt. That's why. On and off. Oh, guys, you're the thing. Hectic.
Okay, go. Shoot.
No, continue. Finish.
No, you've been quiet. You must go.
No, all I have to say, that thing, I don't look it. On and off, what you think? Yo, don't waste my time. Like, yeah, and I get, okay, something happened. Slim, you gone, okay? And then maybe your chest pains is sore. Yo, this guy just left me. Heartbreak. And I'm healing. The wound is getting better. Ah, this guy comes back. Damaged me again. No, man.
That's my thing.
No,
yes,
man.
No.
That's
what. No.
Not what you say.
100%. I think the flip side to that is just, if someone does ghost you, you need to close the door. Like, just love
Shut,
yourself.
Lock
they come
it,
back.
Lock.
If they come back, be like,
I'm sorry, it's so much easier said than done. Loving yourself is hard.
Closing the door is also very hard.
Closing that door. Because he will slide.
Which is why ghosting works.
But
no, I think, ne? Let's start from the beginning. Okay,
come on,
it's
listen.
Hard. It's hard, ne? But the guys that, or girls you get involved with, just try your best that they're, like, genuine, so that, you know, and you have a form of, like, of respect. Obviously, like, a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Yes,
I know people lie, but at least try, Zama. Don't just look at the outside. He's fine. Because he's fine, yeah, but in 2 months, this fine person is going to damage men. And it's guys' feelings, yo, it's hard.
No, I'm definitely with the theory on that one.
I want to add on to that. That's a very good point. I actually saw a tweet the other day that said, like, Christian men are the worst or something like that. And I think the explanation to that is because we're being held to higher standards, we're expected to perform like as perfectionists. But you need to remember that I'm just the same as, because I'm speaking from a Christian point of view, I'm just the same as a person who's not a Christian. It's just that I'm trying. I'm probably going to fail. Mm. So me ghosting you doesn't say anything about me or like my beliefs or whatever. It's just...
I'm going to have to disagree with you then. I'm sorry. I love you. No.
Because
you're not the same. You're not. As a Christian, you're set apart. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to change the game. You're supposed to make an effort. You're supposed to not be the same as your neighbor because you're set apart because you're a Christian. So
yeah, but you're going to slip.
No, that's 100%. So are you saying I'm not saying don't make mistakes. I'm not saying don't make mistakes, but handle them differently. I'm saying as a person you're growing, if you're able to be like, if Tadi was like, listen, yo, Asante, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't do this. I'm not at a place to, that's you being different than someone who ghosted me, because then you're not playing with my heart and my feelings. That's you being more mature and respecting me as an individual to, and so I understand where my feelings are. Guys, as a person, not knowing where you stand with someone else is the worst place to be, personally speaking. I have experienced it and I've been there. Sometimes. Not knowing where you stand is honestly, you're so, because you're in this like, oh no, playing hard to get, pursuing me, taking his time because I'm worth it. Blah, blah, blah. But this man does not even think of you like that. So for me, I've always, and I really, it's the hardest thing, but I've done this, have been like, listen, where are we standing? Because I'm moving here and you could be on a different pace and it's just, it's going to be lost. And if we lose a friendship in the making, whatever, it's fine, it's life. But as I do believe as a Christian man, you should be different. I'm not saying don't ghost, don't slip, don't make mistakes. Those are allowed, you know, but be mature enough or try. Guys, being courageous is not easy, obviously. Being vulnerable is not easy. So being that person who's like, listen, I can't do this. I'm going to be honest with you. But then you must not think with, you mustn't think with my guy down here. You must think with your head. And I think a lot of guys do, are like, the future, when I'm bored, I want to still be able to text her because she gives me the attention that I want. And I think that's where a lot of guys win, because it's like, I still have her there when I'm not getting the attention that I really want from this girl. And I was probably was the girl who was there. I still have her on the side. And I didn't know. Don't. I've moved on. I've realized the real lies. You know what I'm trying to say?
Sorry, 100%. And I agree with you, Asante. I'm not saying as a Christian you should ghost. I'm not like saying that's the right thing to do. But it's easier said than done. Disappointing people is still disappointing people. Me having to pick up my phone and be like, hey, Asante, it's been dope, but like, that's it. It's way easier said than done, because also now I'm disappointing you as a Christian, so it probably even hurts you more because you expected me as a Christian.
Yeah, that's what I got from you.
Then we get married and I have 5 kids and a house in
Limpopo. How did you know? How did he know?
So it's easier for me to not have to deal with that and just be like, hey, mate, like, I'm out. It's not right. I don't think it's right at all, but that's what happens.
But you guys, I think being ghosted is worse than being told I'm really not there anymore 100%. In this relationship.
Listen, yeah.
Being ghosted is so much worse because you don't know. I think like what Asante was saying, like she hates not knowing where she stands with people.
Yeah.
It's the same concept because now you don't know like what happened?
Shauna was coming
what
out.
What happened? Shauna was about to come out and I was like,
the Shauna.
I want the people to hear.
That is why I always tell the guys, Guri, no. Because it's easier said than done, blah, 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 yeah, yeah. But like, I also like to treat people the way I like to be treated, even though it's hard. I know, I'm like, you said, if this guy did this to you, like, he really don't, you know, and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hurting me inside. I'm cringing. But you gotta send that message.
You have to.
I had to send that message. I've had to send that message. And it's hard. But you heal.
You heal, ne? So you tell this person, it's not working. This one is that. This person is not listening, ne? If this person is not listening, You said, I told
then,
you. And then,
yes, block. Then you can block. Then
because
you can block.
I told you, and you're not listening. So,
yeah.
But I always, yeah, like, I always do that because, yo.
Yeah. People have done to no, me. It's not okay. It's not no, okay. Shame.
Yeah.
Asante, it
goes
amazing.
Back to that whole thing of, sorry, go on.
Shoot.
I want to say it goes back to the thing of closure.
Yeah.
Because when somebody leaves, you're left with nothing to hold on. Like, you don't know what happened. You don't know whatever. But I know lots of people say that closure is overrated. And I think that's bullshit. I don't think closure is overrated. You think? No, I don't think closure is overrated.
To a certain extent,
I don't think there's closure.
I think people are saying that to excuse people from not taking responsibility for their actions. People should take responsibility I don't think closure is overrated. I think everyone deserves, everyone has the right to do what they want, right? You have every single right to ghost me. You have every single right to just cut off all communication. You are allowed to do that. It's not illegal. It's not. But I think
should be
in life as human beings, we need to learn to be kind people, to be people with a heart for other people. So that's my problem with this whole thing. Closure is overrated. I think it's a bullshit excuse for people to not be held accountable for things that they're meant to do.
I personally have sought closure and it did jack for me.
It didn't come.
It didn't live, like, honestly. No, it came. The person delivered it. But it did not do anything. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
but is that because you didn't get the answer or you didn't get the words that you wanted?
Exactly.
Is that the issue?
You need to know yourself. Why do you need closure? Ask yourself, why do you need closure? What is closure going to bring to you? Because I had
understanding.
I remember I used to be this girl who said, I wanted closure. I had a mentor and she was like, why do you need closure? And I said, because I just need to know. Like, that we're on the same page. And she's like, but no, but he's already shown you all the things. So him saying it, what does that bring to you? Because he's basically clarifying what you're already seeing. You're smart enough to see, you're smart enough to understand. So what is closure going to do to you? If you've been in a relationship and then you're the type of person who's, this is kind of a relationship for you that you thought this was it and it ended and it was devastating and you need closure. Okay, maybe. But some people you need to know that aren't mature enough to give people closure. So if you're holding on to closure, then you're going to go crazy because you're depending on someone else who can't deliver that to you.
But what's
you have to hold that on.
What's closure? What is closure?
Oh, go on, Charity.
No, that's your question.
No, answer the question.
Me?
Yeah.
So what's closure?
I don't believe in closure.
But what is it? Like, closure?
No, what is it?
Okay, closure,
if you don't believe in it, if you don't believe in it, it means you know what it is, but you just like it doesn't exist or it's not a thing.
So closure is kind of like the closing chapter. To be like, this is what happened in the relationship. This is how I perceived
it. Like an explanation.
Yeah, an explanation. This is what happened. This is where we fell off. This is how I felt during that time. I just couldn't be that person. But we're fine. You're silver. I hope you move on. I really do wish you best. I'm not wishing you harm and trying and have voodoo dolls of you.
I guess it's like, okay.
And Charity, you're saying closure is enough.
I think closure is important.
Okay, so my biggest problem is, so if someone comes to you and they say, okay, this is not working, I just don't think you're the person I see myself with, that's their truth, and they're allowed to say that.
Yes.
And they walk away.
Absolutely.
I can 100% bet you that you're going to sit there and ask yourself, what about me did they not like? And now you start having more questions, and should you go back and ask them? Because, like, they shouldn't have to tell you that. That's got nothing to do with you. And that defeats the whole point of closure. And even if they do your questions, right, you're probably going to have more questions. It's just how the human brain works. You question stuff, I think.
Yeah, for sure. But I think when it comes to ghosting, I think with ghosting, there's no sort of, I don't know, for me, I need it for my sanity or else I'll go crazy. I need you to tell me, I do not really want to be with you anymore because I don't like you anymore. I don't want to be with you. I'm kind of over it. It's going to hurt. Absolutely. I'm not saying like I will be like, happy days. No, it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. But I personally would rather have that than you leave me with absolutely nothing to work with. So I'm like, okay, did I say something? Okay, did he die? okay, did this happen? Did that happen? I feel for me, it's just too many questions. And give me something to work with. I'm not saying give me the details. Don't tell me why you don't like me anymore. But just tell me, like, I don't like you anymore and I'm going to leave. Because then I'm not expecting you to come back because you told me you're leaving. Whereas if you don't say anything at all, I'm like, okay, so... Again, that thing, did his phone die?
But is that closure then?
Okay, wait, Asante.
For me,
you said, so you, Charity, you said, then you, you said something like, I'm expecting you to come back. What was it? Say that again.
I'm not expecting you to come back.
Oh, yes. I said, if you tell me.
If you get closure, which is why I bring back the point I mentioned earlier. If I don't give you closure, I can come back. I can come back in 6 months and be like, hey, you know, I was dealing with this, and then you let me in. I think, which goes back to the point of like loving yourself. Like, you just need to acknowledge that if someone ghosts you, you're not as important as you think you are. Because no one actually ghosts anyone. Fact.
Ouch.
What? Okay, so this closure thing. Is there... Closure, I guess it's a you thing, like what I think it's a personal thing, what each person
defines
closure, right? So is there a difference between closure and getting an explanation? Because just because someone explains themselves, okay, this is why I'm leaving, doesn't mean you're gonna get that closure.
Yeah.
So it's all got to do with you. So this guy could be like, hey, listen. This guy could be like, Ellie said, I don't know, I don't know what Charity said, I'm going through whatever his explanation is. I could still be going through the most, even though he told me why, you know. I guess it also relates or links to what Tadiwa said about like the questions and follow up or whatever. So I think the way what you guys have said and what I think about closure is just you yourself, and that explanation can maybe add to it, but someone can tell me why, but
I won't do anything.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. So I guess what I want, okay, that's a very, very good point. I never looked at it like that. I guess for me then, I guess I create my own closure, but what I need is for you to tell me I'm dipping.
You need a conclusion your essay.
Yeah. Conclude your essay. It starts with an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. Let's not, it's about courtesy. Like, we need to respect each other as human beings. It's not really about anything else, but respecting each other as human beings. Tell me I'm dipping now, and I'll be like, okay, cool. Then I then make my own closure. So I guess, I don't expect closure from people, because like you said, it's something you... Yeah, because even if you're told I don't want to be with you anymore, that might not be enough for closure for you. So I think everybody has to create their own closure, but I need you to close the chapter and be like, I am going. Goodbye.
Hundreds, but it brings up the point that I mentioned again. Then I can't come back. I think you just need to accept yourself.
No. The man is... Banyango, close the door.
Wait, I don't understand what Tadiwa is saying.
Okay, so I'm saying, they said, if I ghost you and I don't give you an explanation, I can always come back and make up some story. And
some story.
There's a chance you could take me back. Yeah.
If you ghost
which me. Is what... If I ghost you, which is what Charity said, that she needs the explanation so she can know that the chapter is over. But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If I give you an explanation, then I also know the chapter is over. And maybe I don't want it to be over. I just need
make up your mind.
I could at some point... Yeah,
this is not Hannah Montana. This is not the best of both worlds.
Not double life.
No, you see now. Literally. Now you're putting people on standby.
But that's reality. We're talking reality.
No.
That's so true.
It's happening.
True, though.
No, it's reality. True. Yes, I get. Like sometimes you with certain relationships, people start, and maybe it's not the time. We're not at a place right now. But maybe, you know, in the future. But I don't be like, today I'm not with you, Mara. Let's wait for each other and what. Like, you know, you're putting someone on standby. Like, you know, if I'm over you, let my feelings be over you and then like start new feelings instead of these things that are dragging. I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are making sense.
Yeah, because my thing is at the end of the day, some people aren't mature for that. they don't want to let go fully because they still want to have that security to fall back on. And that's honest to God. To still have that, because it's attention at the end of the day. To still have that that person, if you don't get the person you really want, quote unquote, then you can fall back on someone who you know is going to give you attention, who knows going to flaunt you with all these things and stuff like that. But my thing is, and I think that's a lot of our reasons, is it's not fair for the person that you're falling back on. Because their feelings are the ones that are being hurt.
And the point that I'm trying to make is life is not fair. And if you're always expecting fair from people, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed a lot. Yeah. So the point I'm trying to put across is if someone dips, let them dip. Don't even whether they come back and they had, I don't want to name like a specific thing, but like if they have something, be like, okay, I'm so sorry that you went through that, but that's it. But for some reason, I'm only speaking because I know from one side, but for some reason, females tend to like accept whatever story comes their way sometimes.
That's true.
Because you guys
I think some, and guys know.
That's not true.
That's what happens. Know
they can come back.
Men don't fear God.
I fear God. What are you saying?
Guys?
What are you doing?
You know, one man and one man alone. But
you're just generalizing it.
As a population.
I know thousands of men that fear God.
Exactly what you are saying now. That does not show the fearment of God. Whatever you said now. That's wicked. What you said. The
thing is, Tadiwa, I understand what you're saying. Like, I totally understand it makes a lot of sense. Like, stop expecting people to be, you know, good people, because they've shown and proven to us so many times that they suck as human beings. But I think we can't still
normalize it. I understand.
We shouldn't be normalizing this, because I think ghosting has, whenever we speak about ghosting, we speak about it in a very like laughy manner. Like it's a joke. It's not a joke. No, literally, guys, people are genuinely getting traumatized. People are going through the most out in these streets from ghosting. Like it has so much psychological, emotional impact on people, I guess, depending on the strength of the relationship. So I think what we're trying to bring to essence is we shouldn't be normalizing ghosting. Like, yes, people do bad things, but we should shun them for doing those bad things.
Oh my gosh. You know what I'm saying? Okay, shame. Don't shun the people. Maybe they're growing. I personally feel like you, as yourself, like Tadiwa said, love yourself, guys. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, you need to love yourself. You need to see this man is not treating you the way you need to be treated. And it's easier said than done. And we know this because I'm definitely still going through that of loving yourself and knowing your worth and saying no, because when you get that attention, it's nice. And rejecting it, knowing that this person is like giving you the small, it's kidogo, it's little attention, you know? But at the end of the day, it's that thing of you need to see, gov yourself, gov the situation. And be like, Jonga, this one, he does not respect me. He doesn't care. He's left and he's come back and then he's left again. But if you put yourself in that situation, like, what are you going to expect? Like, what if you go out into the streets, what are you going to expect?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it still sucks. But
before we end,
I have a question to ask. I was having a conversation with someone about the whole ghosting thing.
Yeah.
And they brought something up. We kind of had an argument about this because they said, okay, so let's say Tadiwa ghosts me, right? He ghosts me and we're in a relationship or we're in a very serious
thing.
Tadiwa, hypothetically speaking, Tadiwa ghosts me, right? And then it's like nothing for the next 6 months. Then 6 months later, we bump into each other either at the shops or wherever. Should Tadiwa greet me? Should Tadiwa come up to me and be like, hi, how are you? We kind of had an argument on that because one person was saying, no, leave me alone.
He will beat me if he comes up to me.
What does that mean?
Would you annoy me, like irritate me, like fed
but
up?
At the same time, if he doesn't come up to me, he will also annoy me. I don't know what I want.
I would want him to come up.
Really? I don't want you to speak to me. Fam. Like you didn't show me 6 months ago. Now you want to expect me. No, leave
me alone. We'll all sell peace.
Done in the past, now you're gonna find credit. I guess you live what you learn. If I ghost you and I see you in person, there's a high chance I'll probably
come
to you. Because, like, I don't know, let's chat I mean, Asante ghosts me. Asante ghosts me all the time, but randomly she FaceTimes me. So it's just like it's normal.
That's true, guys. Yeah, I just started replying.
If a guy ghosted me, and he came to me, I'll be okay with it. Like, look at me. I've moved on.
Really? So
look what you messed up.
If I ghostly said, I know when I go talk to her, she'll be like, "What's up?"
I'm like, yeah, what's
up? I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, like if somebody came to me and said, or someone ghosted me and let's meet them in the mall or wherever. Yeah. I would greet them, greet me. Fam, like, you ghosted me, heartbreak, what. I went through it. I've grown. And, you know, we live and we learn. I'm better now. And yeah,
this thing is
like,
yeah, okay, yeah,
character
you're right.
Development.
That's how I know.
Your character's like, better.
No, but I want to be bombing. I want to. You must catch me at my
best.
Even I feel like even though like whatever season you're in or whatever, you know, we're learning, and you know, I went through that thing. You taught me something. Never again will a man never again. You want the example and the last word. You know, I don't know. That's how I see it. You know, yeah, I think I just don't dwell on that. If I see your face, I'm like, okay.
Wait,
like,
so are you saying you would take someone back if they ghost you?
I wouldn't take them back. But if I see the guy who ghosted me and he greeted me, I'll be like, oh, yo, hi, huh? I wouldn't be like, and then when I'm, what do you want? Why are you greeting me? Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. No. I'll be like, hey, what's good?
Yeah.
But we're not going back.
We're not going back.
Whatever happened.
Okay, would you be okay with him being like, hey, oh, we should grab a coffee? You'd be like, no. It's
too soon. Hey, my turn. Like, let's, you know, you can't tell me then.
What if you meet him at Groove? That's a different scenario.
I soon did chat. He's at Groove in. When I'm within,
fam, if I'm with my friends and your friends are there,
they're
having fun. Guys, sometimes I just go to Groove for myself, TBH. I'm not there to finance or anything. I'm there for myself.
Yeah, but if you bump into somebody you had a thing with, I would fall. I'm not even going to lie. I would fall even when I was sober. So if I am at Groove, no, guys, I'm just being honest.
She would stumble and she was sober.
I would stumble if I was sober. Like, the possibility is there. I know myself. The possibility is there. And I see you. And again, it depends on how long you've given me. If you come back a month later... Exactly. If you come back a month later, I am obviously I'm not gonna try pretend like I'm this, you know, self. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna try pretend like I'm that person because I know I'm not. If you catch me a month later when I'm still trying to get over you, when I'm still trying to, I'm gonna stumble and I know it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of my problem with people who try creep back into your life or who try come and say, hi, how are you? Why are you trying to be respectful now? I am trying to heal. I am trying to move on. Like, I feel it's a very shitty thing to do. So I think that's my thing. That's why I'm like, I don't want you to greet me. If you greet me, I'll say hi. I'm not going to roll my eyes and walk away. I'm going to say hi just out of politeness. But I think it's very distasteful on your part to even come and say hi to me.
For me to be honest, guys, I'm shameless. I'll be like, what are you doing?
But like, I must also add that not all ghosting is because like something bad happened or like there's no future. Sometimes life just happens, like genuinely. Like now I need to speak for the other half.
Yeah,
like,
if you get robbed, cool.
Get robbed,
you get your phone
like,
stolen,
could
cool.
Get hectic,
Tell me, hey, school is being hectic
but
right now.
You have 24 hours.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Ah, no, get out of here. Get out of here.
You disappointed me by ghosting.
Exactly.
You're a disappointment. That's a bit of disappointment.
It's a terms of perspective, TBH. It's like people who, like, having certain conversations with a person, do you want it in person? Do you want it FaceTime? Some people just want text because I don't want to see your face, you know? So if you text me, I'll be like, oh, what the frick? But if you, you know, so people see
this. It's a perspective thing. True. Okay, I guess for me, everyone that is listening, never ever ghost me. Don't do it. That's my perspective.
Don't do it.
If you ghost me, don't try come back with some hello, how are you? Don't do it.
Hello.
That's my
hello.
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 What must I say then? Nothing.
Hello.
Nothing.
Now you have something to say. Pai Pai, you didn't have anything to say. I'm so upset.
I honestly don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah, so I had to lose to know that I want you.
Exactly.
Yo, that's disgusting. I hate things like that. For me, these should be our closing points. I would rather have you communicate, ayo, I'm busy right now, but you know, and if we were to come and bump into each other, oh my gosh, how's life? Good. Life happens, guys. People grow and people, jobs happen and life hits you hard sometimes, and you don't, like, I'm not that close to you to for you to explain what's going on. And I understand that. Like, I've also been that person who's like, no, I didn't feel like I owed you an explanation because you weren't someone close. So for me personally, I don't reply to texts. That's not me. I'm not a texting person. I'm more calls. Sadie knows this. If you need me now, if you need me to reply now, even Charity, she'll call me. When I'm online and she sends me a text and I don't reply soon, she'll call me because I just don't, like, I will sit online and just watch statuses, but I won't reply.
That's another problem. That's a conversation
for another day.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's have that conversation another day because, whoa.
But honestly, just say, communicate. Say, listen, not in a good space, but I hope you keeping well. Sharp. Let's keep it moving. It's so respectful. You know, it's so, like, less damage happens when people communicate.
Yeah, like, it's not about anything serious. Like, it's really just comes to the basic principle of human decency. Like, just being a decent human being and just being a polite, just communicate that, okay, right now I'm really busy, I'm so sorry, I can't get back to you, I can't be, you know, having the same thing that we've been having for the past 2 years, whatever, tell me.
Hey, that one, 2 years.
2 years, bro.
2 years.
Yeah, it's hectic. Hectic, H for hectic, but, like, tell me. My thing is, tell me and let me know that this is what's happening, just out of common courtesy, nothing else, just common human courtesy, you know. So I think that's where we're coming from, and at least that's where I'm coming from. It's like, let's just be polite people and not ghost people, because that's disrespectful and it's rude and it's not nice. So stop it.
But anyway,
you have a closing point.
Okay, my closing point is, sometimes you learn the hard way, so maybe you do need to be ghosted for you to do it.
It's true to know
this is how I handle it, because you can listen to all this chat about love yourself, what, but in the situation you'd be so blazed you won't even know what's going on. So sit down, wait for it to come your way, and character development, we grow.
Character development.
I agree with what Iman has said. And also, just to love the people you get involved with. Like,
sis, I don't know what that means.
Like, what's love?
Like, gauge.
Be woke. Yeah gauge. Because, you know, you let things slide until even that person goes, shoot, slides away. But, like, you know, just you'll see that, oh no, this person, character wise, like, he's not within. So but
me up,
self love, always respect yourself and protect your peace. That's another thing I have to say. Protect your peace.
Yeah, protect your peace and protect your heart.
Oh wow. Yes. So that's that.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. It was really lovely speaking to you guys and hearing your perspectives. And thank you, Tadiwa, for joining us. It was nice having, like, a guy's perspective and, you know, take on the whole thing. So thank you so much for joining us.
Nah, it was okay.
And being a part of it.
You are.
Asante, do you know what? Do you know what, Asante?
No, that's okay. I don't want to.
Okay. Lissidi, I'll tell you. Lissidi, I'll tell you offline.
Thanks, guys, for coming. Thank you for tuning in, everyone listening in. We appreciate you. And we can't wait for you to hear the next
episode. I'm going to cringe.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm going to listen to myself.
Hey,
it takes practice.
I like still struggle.
Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend and stay safe. Practice social distancing.
Maita basa.
Bye.
Bye.